That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system. And you can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now to allow for any emergency or priority traffic, or to allow for stations to disconnect if they do not want to hang around for the next. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet. I should get in the habit of saying that phonetically from time to time. The net control operator today. My name is Wayne, Whiskey Alpha Yankee November Echo, and I am in Urbana, Illinois. My SDF username is JWH, Juliet Whiskey Hotel. Juliet Whiskey Hotel, I'm going to try to make out some kind of joke about that. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, which is the TechLink conference. And I would like to thank Michael, BE7KI, for allowing us to use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the NC to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And this week's question is, what with the coronavirus, everybody is using some kind of computerized teleconferencing software. The one that seems to be on everyone's lips these days is Zoom, but that's by far not the only one available. I know I and my friends have been using Google Hangouts for years. Other people I know have been using Skype and some of its features. And I think there are a few other ones out there. Microsoft, I think, has come out with something recently. I forget what they call it, a team, perhaps, something like that. Well, Microsoft is Skype, so that's just another flavor of that. So anyway, the question is, have you been using one of these teleconferencing software packages a lot more lately, and it reminds me of an old commercial about smoking, something like, are you smoking more lately and enjoying it less? So, are you using teleconferencing more lately, and are you enjoying it less, enjoying it more? Is it working for you? Is it not working for you? Are you just totally disgusted with it? Here's your chance to vent about teleconferencing. Let's see, where am I going to skip here? So we had the question of it. I can take several rounds of check-ins. I can go down the list of call signs that show up in the Echolink application here. I see PY2BIL. I see KC3LYZ, KF6GPE, KI4LHU, twice, in fact, and AG5RB and N9MAZ. So, if you did not hear your call sign, that means I do not have you on my list here. And if you want to be on my list so that I will call you, you better come forward now with your call sign, AB9FJ.
Hello, Anon Radio listeners. This hour is brought to you by Facebook. Move fast and break things.
Okay, I forgot to emphasize that I can take more than one call sign at a time. So just because you hear somebody else jump in there before you does not mean that you have to hold off and wait for the next round. So Also, I noticed that Victor Alpha 3, Oscar Delta Juliet, Desiree has joined us. So I have you on the list here, Desiree, and I have KO4, Echo Foxtrot Quebec. You are on my list. Do we have any more call signs to be added to my list before I start running down and giving everybody a chance to speak? Okay, so let's go with the list I have here. And for those two or three who joined us after my opening, the topic this week is, have you been using teleconferencing applications like Zoom and Google Hangouts and Skype and all those things, and how well have they been working for you? So, let's see. Top of my list here, KI4, LHU, Matt.
Hello, this is KI4LHU, Matt in Jacksonville, Florida. STF username is The Giant. Yes, I have used Zoom and also Amazon Chime quite a bit. Kind of irritated with it, though. We actually had an in-person club meeting this week, though, for the first time in months. And speaking of Zoom, a few months ago, I was in a Zoom call and got Zoom bombed. That is not a fun thing. It is not a pretty sight either. Anyway, that's all for now. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thank you, Matt. Yes, I remember hearing about all those Zoom bombs and the security, failures. And I gather that they're a lot better now, but I was a little bit turned off by them because it seemed like you have to download their application, and that always is kind of a bad sign to me. But I understand now that you can do Zoom with just a browser, so that's an improvement, and if they've improved the security as well, also. I've been using Google Hangouts for years, and they've worked fine for me. So let's see, who else is on my list here? How about KF6GPE, Ray? Okay, I see that Ray is no longer in the app, so perhaps he had to disconnect for some reason. So we'll come back to him a little bit later. And let me acknowledge that I see Kilo Echo 8 Lima Hotel X-Ray. Ed has joined us, so I'm adding you to the end of my list here, Ed. And as you may notice, we're talking about teleconferencing software and how that has worked out for you in the time of coronavirus. So let's see, next on my list here is Robert, Kilo Charlie 3, Lima Yankee Zulu.
KC3OYZ, Bob in Philadelphia, STF username Robert R. We've been using Zoom quite a bit for our American Council of the Blind meetings. We had a bunch of different calls, and also some of our ham clubs have been using one called Jitsi. And so far I had pretty good luck with them. Been using teleconferencing forever. Get back to my IBM days, we used WebEx. Back to NetControl.
Okay, thank you, Robert. Yeah, Jitsi, that's a new one. I should have mentioned that. I think I've installed it, but I haven't actually used it for a teleconference yet. But it comes with some good vibes. I forget exactly why. Maybe is it open source or something like that? So that was a good deal. So, but I have not tried it yet, and oops, what did I do here? I just made everything disappear. All right, here we go. Nope, that's not it. Sorry, folks, there. I must have accidentally clicked the meta key, whatever, that makes your desktop clear to the icons, and I had to bring it all back. Sorry about that. So, anyway, thank you there, Robert. Next on my list is PY2, BIL, Guillermo.
Hello, everybody. This is PY2BIO out of São Paulo in Brazil with SDF username G Canary. So, yeah, video conferencing, and I've been using that forever, too, from here. So I've tried everything. Yeah, WebEx, the beginning, probably that was the tool to use, right? It's now owned by Cisco for a while. Still using it. The company is using it for very large meetings, usually one way, right? So CEO talking to all of us worldwide. So at work, I usually use Microsoft products, right? We're a Microsoft shop, so we used Skype for Business for a long while, and there was a former product I forgot, but we sort of renamed it to Skype for Business, but Link, I guess, was the name. And now we're using Teams, so that works pretty nice and no problems. You still have to install your client and all of that. I've been using Zoom on and off on a personal basis for a few years. I thought it's a nice product, and it's a great product for webinars. So if you do some teaching, it was a good product. It had some issues. Let me draw for a sec here. So we all heard that it had a few security issues when it scaled to the way it did in the last few months. So that's good. They're fixing it. It's still a great product, I believe. And yes, you have to install a client, but you can run it from a browser if you want to, I guess, with some limitations. And Google products, Hangouts, I use that. It's also getting old, and I guess now they replaced it with a newer product known as Meet. So I've been using Meet also for some time. And Google Hangouts, I guess, is gone now. But Meet is a similar product that runs nicely in your browser. Has enough functionality to do what they need to do with club meetings and family meetings and so on. And Skype is still installed here, using it for family mostly. Right, they're used to it, so it's easy for them to go on it. So that's more or less my story from here. So no surprises. It's nice to see people who never used it start using these tools. It makes my life easier when I just said, let's make a Google Meet or a Zoom meeting, and people know what it is and they can use it and all that. That makes, at least for me, my life easier. So back to unit control. This is PY2BAO.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And let me just acknowledge quickly that I see that the DMR gateway at NB0X-L has connected, and I think Matthew himself will be with us shortly. And let me just mention about Google Hangouts. The pre-Meet Hangout still exists. If you have, I haven't tried going directly to like hangouts.google.com and see if that still uses the old version, but I have a couple of like a bit.ly link that goes to the old style Google Hangout that I have a group of people that have lunch every Tuesday, and we used to do it in person, but as people would, you know, they would leave town or maybe they would be too busy at work, they couldn't come and be in person for lunch. So we started, you would bring a laptop to lunch, and the people who couldn't be there in person, well, we'd have this hangout so that they could kind of be there virtually. And we've been doing that for almost 20 years now. I forget exactly when we started doing it with Google Hangouts, but it's been many, many years. So anyway, we set up, just to make it easy, we set up a bit.ly link, and it still works. Now, we've transitioned to using the Meet Hangout lately. It seems to be a little bit more robust, and it's the one that Google is supporting nowadays. We have issues with Google. They'll come up with something cool, and then they'll withdraw support for it. So, so the nice thing about this old Google Hangout is that you don't really need an invite or an invitation. You don't need an email. If you just go into your browser and type in this bit.ly link, it'll take you to the Hangout. And so when the coronavirus came along, we needed to have our club board meetings. And, you know, we could have gone with something like Zoom or the Meet Hangout or Microsoft's version or all that stuff. But all of that usually involves, you know, invitations and permissions and access, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. So, and I just said, well, hey, why don't you just use this old Google Hangout that I've got, that all you need is your browser and this short link that you can remember and type. And it has worked for us. So anyway, that was a long way of saying that the old style Google Hangouts are still a thing and you can still use them. So let me reset. And so I think I mentioned that I see NB0X in there. I don't see any other new call signs, so I'm going back to my list here. Next, I think, is a G5RB.
Good evening. This is Ross, AG5RB. SDF username is Bullet. And, yeah, I've been primarily using, really based on whom I'm talking to, I have one client that uses Teams. So we do a lot of meetings with them on Teams and have other clients that are using Zoom. So have yet to try to actually initiate a meeting myself, but I've been participating in a number of meetings with both Teams and Zoom. So it's pretty much what I've been using lately. Back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Ross. Let's see, next on my list here is N9MAZ.
Hi, this is N9MAZ, Jim from Chicago. My SDF user ID is Jazzmaz. And yeah, I guess is the topic, conferencing. I've kind of used many. I tend to be the more adaptable person that participates in meetings. So, I mean, I've used Skype in the past. I have a few friends that use that on and off, not so much today. I used to use Google Hangouts in a pinch because almost everybody has a Google ID of some sort. Not always true, but can be. A little easier to come by and generally works in a browser. I've got a social group that meets on Monday night that has been using Zoom. That's, you know, does the job. I just use it on a machine that I don't care about so that it can't collect too much information on me. And then lately I've been using Google Meet. I ended up choosing that for a number of open source software groups because you don't actually need a Google ID to join. You just need a link and you need to be approved to join by the group organizer, by the conference organizer. So that has proven to be kind of handy. It doesn't have as many bells and whistles as Zoom, but it works pretty well for me. Not sure about the current state of Google Hangouts. I know the last time I was using it, because I use a G Suite account, it was relaying my, when I would initialize a new chat, it would send me to Google Meet rather than Hangouts, but I think I could still do a group chat if I add everybody to a specific group chat and then initiate it that way the last time I tried. Okay, I'm running long. So thank you, Wayne. Back to you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. And yeah, because I've been using Google Hangouts for years, I've gotten used to some of the features, and I've really gotten kind of angry some of the features they've taken away. They had one, I don't know if any of you have noticed this, but, you know, people have different audio equipment on their PCs. And sometimes you'll have a conference with 10 people in there, and there's one guy who is like, you know, 100 dB, and everybody else is like 60 dB. And you really wish that you could kind of attenuate that one guy. And Google Hangouts used to have a tool for that. You could do that. But they got rid of it for some reason. Anyway. Thank you, Jim. Let's see. Do I have any new? I don't see any new calls. Oh no, I actually I do. I've seen 7 Lima 1 Uniform Tango Charlie in the chat. Also Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in the chat. So I've added you guys to my list here. And next on my list is Victor Alpha 3 Oscar Delta Juliet. Hi Desiree.
Good evening to you, Wayne, to All on Frequency. I don't have an SCF user ID name yet. I'll have to get some information from you on how to make those arrangements. For myself, I have enjoyed Skype for many years, but not as active as it used to be. I do quite a bit of Facebook Messenger with the video feature built in, which is working good. I have enjoyed Zoom, where I've checked in with the Hazel Park guys on Friday nights, where they have a little rag chew there, where we use a video, but our audio has to be through Echolink or through RF. I know I've also become part of a group of YLs that we had a conference on both a Friday and a Saturday night back last month, and we had 28 stations come in, which made the screen very small. It looked like a very bad episode of the Brady Bunch, but it worked. It was rather interesting to have that many people in a meeting at one time. Not much else to add, Wayne, so if you give me some information on how I get more actively involved here, just happened to see you guys were active as Annette and decided to tune in. This has been VA3ODJ.
Okay, cool, Desiree. Well, first of all, if you go to SierraDeltaFoxtrot.org, well, I don't have it in front of me here, but you can explore the website and you can go to the tutorials. The one that tells you how to join is called, coincidentally, Join. So that one, well, it's been a while since I looked at it myself. That's why I don't want to go out on a limb and say that it, you know, says this or it says that. But look for Join. That's a key word to look for. And let's see, there was something else that you said there that I wanted to reply to. What was it? I'm not remembering it now. I've only got like a short queue of short-term memory here when I'm running a net. I'll think of it in a minute and get back to you. So let me see. Who else do I have on my list here? How about KO4 Echo Foxtrot Quebec? And I'm curious about your name. The name that popped up in the application is spelled Sierra Echo Alpha Delta. And I'm wondering, well, anyway, take it away, Echo Foxtrot Quebec. Okay, perhaps that operator is away from his radio at the moment. We'll come back later. How about Kilo Echo 8 Hotel Lima X-ray? Okay, ditto there. How about 7 Lima 1 Uniform Tango Charlie? Okay, perhaps that station is only in the chat there, but I see a new station has popped into the chat there, Victor Kilo 3 Hotel Juliet, Quebec. Adding you to my list here. Just ahead of you, though, is your compatriot, Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee.
Hi, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in Kellyville Ridge, New South Wales, metropolitan Sydney. Coolish morning here, 13 degrees Celsius, but bright blue, clear skies. No rain, no no clouds. It's just a beautiful, beautiful, cool winter morning. That's what it is, winter, yes. Anyway, I guess the topic is communications in time of COVID, or in any rate. Most of the groups I've been affiliated with have been using Zoom as their principal way of communicating. I've been to a number of meetings, actually both here in Australia and in the United States on Zoom. So that's the one that's popular. I've also seen Jitsu, and what's the other one I've seen? Actually, some people try to conduct meetings on Skype as well. But Zoom seems to be pretty much the standard amongst the people I hang out with. So I guess that's the answer for today. VK2DUI, back to Net.
Okay, thank you, Robert. And yes, I probably should have repeated the question there for you and John there. The topic tonight is using teleconferencing as a substitute for in-person meetings, primarily your ham radio meetings, but also since all your other meetings are being done the same way, how well has that worked for you? Which teleconferencing app works best for you? You know, if you have something to complain about or something that you love, you know, comment about it. So anyway, it's time for VK3HJQ.
M7RTF using Echo Link in the UK.
Right, I think I've got it there. There's another station popping in there as well. Well, I haven't used Zoom or MS Teams. Both my kids up in Canberra are doing remote tuitions for the Australian National University up there, and they've had to the uni's using both Zoom and MS Teams. So I haven't used either of them, so I can't comment. They reckon it's hopeless trying to teach kids online. Half of them don't turn up. Half of them don't participate in the tutorials. So I suppose as far as it goes, the technology works really good. You know, they can have multiple people up on the screen. They can see who's connected, but it doesn't replace in-class learning. That's all I can comment on. And as I said, I haven't used either of them, so I've really got no idea myself, Wayne, over.
Okay, I was more interested in, you know, adults, but that is an interesting observation about the kids there. So, yeah, I think they're not ready for all electronic education yet. And I'm old enough to remember in the 60s and perhaps even in the 50s, and they were thinking that educational television was going to be the way of the future. That kids would stay home in front of the TV and watch the teacher on the TV and not have to, you know, leave the house and take a bus to school and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That didn't quite work out. So I think maybe people have forgotten the previous experience, but now they're thinking, oh, yeah, okay, that's how it's going to work, you know. And it remains to be seen if this is going to be a replay of the failure of the earlier attempt. We'll see. But anyway, thank you, John. Now, yes, I did see a call sign pop up there in November. I think it's November 7, Romeo Zulu Foxtrot in the UK. If so, please come now.
Seven RTF, Mike 7 Romeo Tango Sierra, giving you a call from the UK.
Let me make sure I've got that. Mike 7 Romeo Tango Foxtrot in the UK, and we'd like to know your handle too.
Yeah, my name is Paul, and I'm talking to you from Cambridgeshire in the UK, and my call sign is Mike 7 Romeo Tango Sierra M7 RTS.
Got you. Sierra, not Foxtrot. Okay, so perhaps you did not catch that our topic of the week, if you have an opinion on it, we've been talking about teleconferencing software and how well that has proved to be a substitute for face-to-face meetings in your life, in your experience there. Primarily, you know, ham-oriented meetings, but also business, social, education, you know, all the other things that you normally would have face-to-face meetings have video conferencing applications sufficed for you.
Yeah, I don't think it can replace actual somebody there standing in front of you telling you something. This video conferencing thing, I'm not sure if that works. I belong to the Cambridge and District Amateur Radio Club, and because of the lockdown, they've been using Zoom, where people have been logged on to it. I mean, I've only looked once, but it doesn't do much for me. But I see one or two members falling asleep in the corner of the pictures. But I think it's better if you can have a one-to-one with somebody, or somebody can show you something. It's very difficult to, I understand what you're saying, of course, but it's very difficult to explain something unless it's in front of you, like a machine or whatever, whether it's how to use a screwdriver. Showing a picture of it is not the same as actually handling something, or that's just my opinion. I think it's better to not go down the conferencing and education online, although you can learn a lot of stuff from looking up things. But I think personally, maybe it's because the generations have changed. People prefer to look at screens rather than actually see somebody do something, you know. I mean, how do you show somebody how to knock a nail in straight? I mean, you can't do it on a video conferencing, anyway. Anyways, M7RTS, Paul in the UK. Back to you, gentlemen.
Well, you know, I have mixed feelings about it. I know that there are, for example, there are some video blogs that I just adore. There's this guy in Australia. I'm drawing a blank on his name now. I'm sure that Robert or John can remind me. He's one of the earliest video bloggers and one of the most successful ones as well. He's got a very common name, though. So, and then there's another guy in England, and he's done a lot of video blogging, and he's actually very interesting to watch. You know, he'll be building something, or he'll buy something from China, and he'll be trying to use it for something. And the nice thing about it is that it's asynchronous. You can go at any time. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you can't fall asleep. Well, you can go to this guy's YouTube channel and see what he's been doing lately, and you know, otherwise it would have to be, you know, you'd have to wait for a meeting, you know, get all dressed up and leave the house and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm kind of mixed feelings about it. In some cases it's a very good thing, and in other cases you kind of wish, you know, if I had been there, I could have asked him a question, but because it's a video blog, you know, I may be able to add something to the, you know, the replies, but I don't know if I'll ever see a response. You know, it's not the same. So anyway, granted, there are pluses and minuses either way. And I've been yammering, going on too long here. So let me back up here. I think I'm at the end of my list as far as new check-ins are concerned. But we've had a couple of stations who were here, and then when I called them, they didn't reply. So let me see if they've come back. Kilo, Foxtrot, 6, Golf, Papa, Echo, Ray, are you there? How about Kilo, Oscar, 4, Echo, Foxtrot, Quebec? Okay, Kilo Echo 8, Hotel Lima X-Ray. And finally, 7, Lima, 1, Uniform, Tango, Charlie.
I'm sorry, this is 7 UTC. This is only, I'm sorry.
Okay, 7 Lima 1 Uniform Tango Charlie. I copy, well, I can hear your audio just fine, but I'm having trouble copying what you're saying. Welcome to our little net here. I don't think you are a newcomer. I think you've joined us before. We've been talking tonight, or today, about video conferencing, teleconferencing, as a substitute for face-to-face meetings. Do you have any comments about which applications you've been using and how well they have been working for you?
Mike 7, Romeo Tango Sierra here. Thanks for the QSO, gentlemen. It's now 2:20 in the morning here. I'm going to have to go to bed. I've got to get up in the morning. Anyways, thanks for the QSO anyways, and I hope to catch you all again soon. This is Mike 7, Romeo Tango Sierra. This is Paul Papa Alpha Uniform Lima in Cambridgeshire in the UK. 73, guys.
Okay, thank you. You didn't have to sign out, but that's all right. Got you on the list here. I think I'm ready to take any new check-ins. If there's anyone who has joined us and has been listening and now wants to check in, please call now.
Net Control, this is K5NO, Kilowatt 5, Nowy, Ontario.
And Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu.
Kilo 9, Victor Yankee Hotel, in and out.
Okay, I copy 3 call signs there. Kilo 5, November Oscar. Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu. And Kilo 9, Victor Yankee Hotel, who is an in and out. So I've got you done for that. I won't be calling you again. So K5NO, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Joe, and good evening to you. AB9FJ from K5NO, and it is not Joe, please found out, but evening, the name is Mark, Mexico Alpha Radio Canada, the QTH Winter Springs, Florida, just northeast of Orlando, 78 degrees under mostly clear skies, going to a high of 88. Not much over there, just want to say hi and wish you well. So have a great week, be safe, and take care. This is K5NO.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. And in case you missed it, tonight's topic is video teleconferencing and how well it has worked as a substitute for face-to-face meetings in your life, whether for ham meetings, other social gatherings, employment, work, gatherings, and which applications work well for you and which don't, whatever. This is a chance to rant. And my full name is Joseph Wayne Hamilton, and so I signed my checks Joseph W. All of my official you know, the FCC records, my IRS records, everything is under Joseph W., but everybody who knows me calls me Wayne. So when I get a phone call and the caller says, "Hi, Joe," I know it's a telemarketer. So anyway, that's one of the advantages of using going by your middle name. So thank you, Mark. Next, B-O-1-U-K-Z.
Well, Wayne, at least I know what to call you. I'm not sure if we've spoken before or not, but either Joe or Wayne is all good, man. Whatever you want to go by is all good by me. I go by Daryl, Delta Alpha Romeo Romeo Yankee Lima Lima, and I'm located up here in St. John's, Newfoundland, on the very, very far east coast of Canada. Actually, if you look at the map, I'm right on the far east coast tip of North America. You don't get any further east than where I am here. As a matter of fact, recently got into a new hobby of building and riding gas-powered bicycles. Two-stroke or four-stroke engines hooked to a bicycle, and it just equals a heck of a lot of fun. And I recently posted a video over on Facebook. If you search my call sign over there, Victor Oscar 1, Uniform Kilo Zulu, and check out the video I posted yesterday or the day before, I can't remember. In the last couple of days, either way, it's actually a bike ride out to Cape Spear, which is the most easterly point in North America, the actual most physical point that you can physically stand on. So I took a ride out there, recorded some video with the GoPro, an absolutely beautiful ride, and posted about a 45-minute long video over on Facebook for anybody that's into checking that type of thing out. So with that said, I'll say 7-3s. I'd like to invite anybody that's interested to join me here tomorrow morning on the Ham Conference server and two drop-in conference servers at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I get the Cowabunga Net, as we call it, underway at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Monday through Friday. So anybody that's interested, definitely join me out here in the morning. With that said, 7-3s from here on the rock, as we call it. This is VO1UKZ.
Okay, thank you, Daryl. And as John Down Under is saying, he's correcting you, and you should say petrol instead of gas. But you're North American, like me, so gas, that's what we say over here. Sorry, John. I think we would have understood you either way, though. So thank you for checking in, Dale. I think that's your first time in our little net here, and so you're welcome to come back here every week at the same time, 0 hour Zulu, on the 9229 TechLink conference on Echolink. Although you're coming in through the Ham conference, and I think for the duration of this particular net, the Ham conference is sort of cross-linked with the TechLink conference. And sometimes it creates some artifact. I noticed there were a couple of times when your audio dropped out for just a few milliseconds. So that may have been a result of the conference cross-linking. Not positive about that, my hypothesis there. So let me see. I think I've caught up with everyone on my list, so I'm ready to take new check-ins. If there's someone who's joined us and has not had a chance to check in, please call now.
Yeah, Net Control. This is ZL4NORN.
Okay, and I keep forgetting to emphasize that I can take multiple check-ins in one go, so if you hear somebody else, that doesn't mean you have to stay quiet. So I have ZL4NORM. Norm, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning from the bottom end of the planet. But chilly down this way this morning. We've got a high of 4.5 degrees Celsius here this morning. Started off at negative 3.1 degrees Celsius, so winter's definitely here. And it's just very cold and miserable. But it's middle of winter.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
We're now almost a month free of coronavirus down here, so everything is back to normal in New Zealand. Zero restrictions, no limits in crowds and that. So they had the first game of rugby on in the weekend, so it was great to watch some live sports here again. So as you probably guessed, New Zealand is rugby mad. but yeah, that's all that's been happening here. So I'll see Say good day to everyone and pass it back to you. ZL4NORM, back to me, control.
Okay, thank you, Norm, and good luck staying coronavirus free down there. So have fun at the rugby match. I'm ready to take new check-ins. We'll probably do this once or twice. Well, we've gone over 45 minutes here, so I think we have another net coming up at the top of the hour. So we'll probably want to wrap up things here fairly soon. But we've got 15 minutes to go. So if you've been listening and holding back, now's the time to come forward and join us. So give your call sign, and we'll check you in to the SDFARC net. This is AB9FJ.
NB0X.
Okay, I've got November Bravo Zero X-Ray. Matt, take it away.
Hi, Wayne in the net. This is Matthew, NB0X in Southern California. SDF username is nonlinear. And I just wanted to say hi and to everybody in the net. And thank you, Wayne, for running it today. And I don't have much in terms of comms. I just, for work, been using a mixture of Skype and Zoom and even Microsoft Teams somewhat, and it keeps me plenty busy. And then we get the local areas group has been doing a lot of stuff with Zoom. And then there's been some Winlink activity through the local areas group too. So I guess that's about it. So thanks again, Wayne, and this is NB0X, back to net control.
All right, thank you, Matthew. So I think I'll probably make this our last call for check-ins, or also for rechecks if you've heard something that resonates and you want to re-comment, you can definitely do that. So new check-ins or rechecks, please call now.
AG5RB.
AG5RB, Ross, go ahead.
One thing you did mention earlier that sparked something, you mentioned back from the 50s or 60s, them thinking that everybody, the kids would sit at home and learn watching on TV. But it was just an article recently in the Wall Street Journal talking about how distance learning has definitely not been all it's cracked up to be here with the COVID crisis, and that they're attributing part of it to the fact that it kind of came on suddenly. They weren't really prepared for it, but then there's a lot of skeptics about whether or not it would work even if they were prepared for it. So I thought I'd throw that in. H-E-5-O-B.
Yes, I think that's exactly right, that you do really have to prepare for it. You can't just do it all of a sudden without preparation, or you can't expect it to work very well without preparation. And then for some people, it's just never going to work. You just really need to have like almost a one-on-one supervision in some cases to catch those who might fall through the cracks on the mass distance learning. So, I'm not saying that it will never work. It's just this was not a good...
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
So if it works at all, it's a wonder. But it's probably not going to excel compared to the conventional way. So anyway, I'm babbling. So let's make this final call. Check-ins, comments, whatever, for the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Okay, so let's see where I am here. Well, before I say that, let me also repeat, as we do occasionally, that we have three regular net control stations, and we could really use one or two additional ones. So if you've thought about giving it a try, contact me, jwh@sdf.org, or Matthew, nonlinear@sdf.org, and we'll talk to you about perhaps sliding you in and doing a net sometime. So, given that, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at, let's see, where are we here? 0052, call it, Zulu time. If you would like to continue the conversation, you can join our AfterNet in the SDF DMR talk group, number 31650, or join us in COM on the SDF. This is Net Control Station, AV9FJ, 73. Until the next time.
Do you like it spicy? I love wasabi. To him and we listen. We love snow dust too.
Attention on radio listeners. Coming up at 0100 hours UTC is Snowdusk with Intergalactic Wasabi Mix.
I love wasabi. Tune in and we listen. We love Snowdusk too. Do you like it spicy? I love wasabi. Tune in and we listen. We love snow dust too. Do you like it spicy? I love wasabi. Tune in and we listen. We love snow dust too. Do you like it spicy? I love wasabi. Tune in and we listen. We love snow dust too.